Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really, really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you should have to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not
a hyphen or a dash.
It's just
that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
No need for apologies. No need for apologies. No need for apologies.
Let's go. Took a shot.
What's going on, man? Back for another week. Holy smokes, man.
Another splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
Fantastic episode of No Need for a Pop.
Fantastically well. Splendiferous.
Oh, wait, I am doing fantastically well. That Farnsworth, Jay Bentley, Andre, shit is good. Hey, what up? I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And I'm the god, Dave Temple, man. Thank you for tuning in
to another episode of No Need for Apologies.
Now, whether you're here for the first time or you've been here before, you should already be mashing that subscribe button. You should be liking.
Subscribe.
You should be sharing.
Subscribe.
You know, I want to appreciate everybody who's already here, who's already been here, but we need to grow. So
gotta grow, bro.
You know, we got this mixtape coming up, but we need to cross 4,000 subscribers.
4,000 in order to drop it.
I need to do that. So, you know, make sure you guys get out there and do that. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm not gonna be happy. But
yeah,
if you hit 4,000 subscribers, you know what happens?
What happens?
I can't stop smiling.
Good shit. It's radio, nigga. Radio.
I'm in a good mood, man.
That's
this
good.
Weekend was crazy.
All right.
Governor's ball. I did a little bit of mushrooms.
Oh, why? That boy stretching his brain out.
I left that event to go do a dope event. God damn it. Black Ass Comedy Show was a fucking movie.
Black Ass Comedy Show was a vibe last night.
I can honestly say I had more fun at Black Ass Comedy than I did at Governor's Ball, dude.
Wow. That is an honor.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's a fucking movie down there. Matter of fact, Dylan, we have video footage of Derek on stage. What you mean? I didn't send it to you?
I don't think you pressed send. I don't have it.
I never hit send.
Yeah, just hit send and I got and I'll get it.
You smoking too much, bro.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Oh, I did not hit send.
I knew it.
That's so silly. There it is, man. All right. There is a clip in there of Derek killing, but I need you to fast. It's a 24-second clip. Just take it to like 16. Just take it to like 16.
Just so we can
seconds.
Explain the vibes and we're going to get into the
see
show today.
What Derek was doing in there last night. It's crazy.
Just wait for the email.
Oh, he's so
good
for the email.
Shit. I saw you saying yes. All right, my bad. I don't know what the fuck that was your press.
Well, that'll go ahead and introduce my.
No.
I got it. About like 16 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, here's a video of Derek Gaines.
Let's see.
got a little out of control there, buddy. Got a little bit out of control there. I was like, hey, you gonna shoot the whole club up, man. Derek was on one last night, man.
don't know, man. We had a good time. Dallas, I think. Texas was in
Texas
the fucking
was
building.
Heavy, and Texas
and we
was
have
in the
a representative.
As a result of our guests. Texas was heavy in our room as a result of our guests. First time on the show. Give it up for Nima Cat.
Nima Cat.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Yo, D-Town, Triple D, Oak Cliff.
No, I don't know. That's Dallas, Texas.
That's Dallas, Texas.
I don't know anything about Dallas other than y'all fight videos be crispy.
We love to fight. We love to fight.
Oh, my God. The video, the quality of your fight videos in Dallas are fucking amazing.
Yeah, one of my little cousins, she's like a fight legend in the ghetto. So it's like tribal.
Like Sharkeesha?
Like a Sharkeesha, but better. I don't know, but it sounds like it. That's some like Dallas ass name.
Like Sharkeesha.
God damn.
Hood legend. That's got to be dope. Sure. Like a Kimbo Slice, but a girl.
Like a Kimbo Slice,
like
but a
Kimbo,
girl.
Like a Kimbo, but a girl. Yeah.
You know, I know nothing about, like, no one, because no one up here really talks that much about Dallas. Do you know about Dallas?
I know one of them spots is Chopped and Screwed. They like Beyonce from Texas.
Beyonce is from Houston.
But Beyonce from Houston.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I never been to Texas. I've never been outside.
I've never left the airport.
Texas still got a vibe, regardless of what state y'all from.
Texas
clearly, y'all women are built. Yeah. I have not seen a woman shorter than 5'8" from Texas. Like, it's just nothing but Amazonian.
We fine. This is the real booty. We don't no need for a BBL.
No need for them BBLs.
We really built like that. It's the brisket. We eat brisket in Texas. I know everybody.
They eat brisket.
Yeah,
straight up.
But y'all.
Barbecue is y'all vegetables out
that means y'all also fuck a bathroom up. That means
oh yeah,
Texas.
Oh, Texas bitches got to be capable of some man shits. They gonna be capable of some
with it. All of that beautiful face and all that shit.
There's got to be a clause in that contract. If y'all gonna be thick like that eating brisket every fucking weekend, y'all taking man shits.
That's why they gotta have big houses in Texas. Go over there. Go to that part of the house and do that.
Do you really love me if you ain't in the bathroom while I'm taking a shit?
Good like, fucking question.
Right?
I mean, I can think about small living quarters, modest beginnings, having a shit while ladies brushing her teeth, you know what I mean?
And how it's long like, before I can fart in front of you if we're dating?
Like, oh, well, I'm nasty, so I'm going to probably request that around like week two.
Just week two? That's too long.
Okay, cool.
This girl from the bottom. Holy shit.
Yeah, but the whole bottom shit is gold, nigga. She's we know what we about to get. This is
2 weeks.
This is 2 weeks. Nigga, I got to fart now. Yeah. That's so
like, literally, I have to fart now. It's okay.
Do your thing.
If
I
you
love
fart here. You smell it up. This whole podcast is going to be how your ass smell dead.
Because here's the thing for me. I love it. I love when pretty girls show, like, boom, this is the real of having this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, pretty girls, I tell all the time, it's like owning a Bugatti.
Yes.
It's not the most practical fucking car in the world.
Not a practical car. It's not. First of all, it's $1 million.
So, clearly, we got a Bugatti. There's no doubt about that shit, all right?
You
fucking gorgeous, all right?
Thank
you, Dave. So, let's get into this Bugatti and figure out all the bells and whistles and the features.
And how long it can actually ride.
Talk to us.
Okay. Let's do this.
So, you a comic, right?
Yes.
All right. How did this whole thing come about? Because where did you guys meet at? Because you've been in New York, what, about 3 weeks?
This is starting my third week.
I met her at the Cellar.
Okay.
And she was out there standing around being cute. Okay. And, of course, in the Cellar, you always got your vagrants that walk by, all the motherfuckers that crave attention, right? So some little crackhead girl, no bra, titties bouncing, little goofy ass, little whatever. She did her first lap. Came back. Nobody said anything, right? Then she came back tweaking. You could tell she was on something. Came up, came back, boom. Here she goes, standing next to the gate. You better do something, girl. I see you. I said, no.
Wait.
I
like titties.
So you cheered her on?
I was cheering for the titties. You give a motherfucker too much rope. She thought she was friends with everybody.
Okay. Yeah,
then she ran up into the patio, comedy steps, hiding behind me because she knew she fucked up and brought some goofy ass crackhead into a group of Sam J's, Paris Sachets, me, Sherrod. We was having a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she feels as though, let me bring this goofy bitch in.
And then she ran behind my back
and was like, Derek, protect me. And okay. That's how we met.
Because he was the first one to let me know. Like, I was looking around like, do somebody understand what's going on? He was like, you fucked up. Okay. He was the first one to give me eye contact. Like, get your ass up here. Come on, stupid.
And she had a nice little tight little brown thing on. I'm like, I wouldn't mind you coming up.
I've been, and that's the thing. I've been in the Texas airports. And motherfuckers do be talking a lot. Like, hey, I don't know you.
We do that.
I don't know you.
That's us.
Like, I get it. You ever take an Uber in Texas? Woo. Seven-minute ride. Gonna get stretched the fuck out, right?
For real.
I get it. Like, it's a different vibe. You know what I mean? So, you're hanging out in New York. You see this? You know she's a crackhead.
I saw titties. That was all I saw. It was the titties.
Okay.
I was like, damn. Are you into girls? I'm not, but I like looking at them. I don't want to touch you though, but I like looking.
Church.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Natalie, how do you feel about that? Is this some bullshit? Because Natalie's.
No, I support you. What's not to like?
But right. I'm just saying.
Everybody love a good titty,
but
though.
For her to be like, all right, I want to look at your titties, but I'm not gonna do nothing with them.
But good that you got them.
Like.
I like the whole thing. I love.
I just want another girl's opinion. If a girl stopped you to be like, "Yo, your titties," and then you be like, "Come on, man," like, "Cause are we gonna
She's
do
cute.
Something or no?"
She's cute too.
You don't care.
I just am very self conscious. So if anyone came up to me and was like, "Hey, nice titties," I would still be uncomfortable.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
I'm curious about that too. Like, when you normally, because it sounds like you do this a lot, right?
I do.
What is the reaction?
They come on to me. I'm a heterosexual lesbian, so I love women. I'm sexually attracted to you, but I only have sex with men. I'm a heterosexual lesbian, and they try to have sex with me.
Is that a thing?
Wouldn't
that
make
a real
you
thing?
A gay heterosexual?
Heterosexual lesbian?
I'm a heterosexual lesbian.
Well, you would be a lesbian
you
heterosexual.
Just said, no, wait. I asked, is that a thing? You just repeated it.
Like, it's a thing. Like I am
attracted.
How's the
word, the definition
Please
for the
Google
word?
This. Please Google a heterosexual lesbian, but so I can see. And everyone at home that's listening,
because
I want
the
you to
end
Google.
Title would imply you still up in that twat. But nah, if you flip it and you a lesbian heterosexual, at the end of the night you sitting
like
on somebody's
Gucci.
Dick, but you still admire a girl.
You know
sitting
what
on.
I think? I think later in life I'm gonna become full on gay. Like I'm not done. Like men haven't did me wrong enough for me to eat coochie. Like not yet, but I'm getting close.
You're getting
I'm
close.
Looking for the one to turn me out.
That's
I'm looking for her.
Set you off. Okay.
I'm open Gucci. To the idea. Just so we know.
I feel you, man.
But yeah, they usually come on.
It's
to
nothing.
Me.
Nothing came up when you Googled heterosexual.
Nothing.
Lesbian?
Absolutely nothing. That's the thing she made up in her brain.
And I'm really that.
Okay.
So ask what she's going to ask, because I'll stretch out the rest of the story. Because this is how. Because you talked to her, you saw her.
I saw her. I just saw her titties, and I was like, "Nice titties." And she was like, "Thanks, girl." Then she started talking, and she kept talking. I was like, "Were you going somewhere? Like, bitch, where happened?" And she didn't. So I looked around, like, anybody else see this? And then Derek was like, "Get up here, stupid." I was like, "Thank you." Where did I go wrong?
Right.
And I was like,
and she was there for a long time.
Yeah, she hung out.
Yeah.
And then that's when Paris Sashay and Sam got into the story of Paris was like, "I'll never fuck an ugly bitch." And Sam J was like, "Yes, you will. You'll fuck a seven with money." And then it was this big hole.
And then, yeah. And then it was like, yeah, it was, that was the most hilarious debate
ever. It was
a
great debate.
She was like, "You're not a real boy. You're just a girl with a dildo." And that was Sam said to Paris. And Paris like, "I'm not fucking ugly bitches." Like, Sam made a good, she made a good, Paris actually got mad at me because I understood where Sam was coming from. She's like, "If you're going to be a guy, you have to fuck the array of women, because if you're a comedian, you can't be like, I don't do this type of clubs. I'm only mainstream. I don't go to this type. You got to do all stages, all stages if you're really about this life." And so I was like, I get it. And I get it as a woman too. I fucked an array of men, like skinny, fat, ugly, slightly slow, like all types.
Slightly slow.
Like
slightly slow is
you
good,
was fucking
right?
on the spectrum. That is,
I fucking on the spectrum because they're like focused. Like they do.
They're
some
brilliant
shit.
In other ways.
People Facts. On the spectrum is the shit.
Yeah,
man.
My prom date
lie.
Was
yeah.
in a class with like seven teachers and four students. So
oh wow,
how can
he needed a team?
What's the longest you've dealt with somebody on the spectrum?
I mean, we went to high school for 4 years. I didn't deal with him, but I was his crush for the whole 4 years, and he still messaged me to this day. He's like, talk to me. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm like, don't.
Oh, I thought
She says she just simped a retarded nigga for 4 years in high school.
I kissed him for $1.
Jesus
and he just
Christ!
Never let go.
You are absolutely evil. That is the most evilest shit. You know that nigga can't get right.
$1.
You Forrest Gump.
Shout out to Cleveland.
Remember Jenny fucked and he proposed. And then she left
that
and he ran
me.
For 2 years.
I would have been
exactly
fucking Forrest Gump.
This is what?
That's me. I would have been Jenny fucking Forrest Gump. That would have been
yes.
me.
Yes.
I don't discriminate.
Absolutely.
Hey, but
this is girl Black Air Force One energy. I fucking love it. Nima, welcome to the fucking family. First of all,
she's a villain. She's a whole villain.
First of all, welcome to the family. You're going to be here for a while. If you're into this shit, you're into her, subscribe to this fucking podcast.
Subscribe.
Obviously,
subscribe.
She will be back because
subscribe.
This girl clearly has a black fucking heart here. Jesus Christ.
I'm the worst.
You tugged
Dark.
On an autistic boy in high. Jenny. Yeah.
Jenny
okay. So, and this boy, he still follows you to this day.
I bet you right now, I can look through my DMs and he's in there.
And you're married, all that.
Yes.
Now, right?
I mean, don't you, tell people though. I don't tell people.
Nah. I'm about to ask. Do you got pictures or what?
He hits up my other friends and be like, tell her I love her. I'm waiting for her. I'm like, how much is your disability check? Like, we
damn.
Can do this. Possibly.
All
I'm
right.
thinking about
We're,
it.
Talk to us. Real shit. Because okay. I know where I learned my Black Air Force One energy from. Like, first of all, do you know about Black Air Force One energy?
I
know?
Do.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. So make
the
sure
killers.
You are, right.
Yeah.
Where did you remember? I learned a lot of this shit from my mom. The
I
shit
was
that
gonna
I got.
Say
to. This, where'd your mom put you on to?
She's just evil as fuck. Like, I would tell her Ooh. Shit. She would make me trust her. I would tell her shit. And then she would make a joke about it, laugh at it. And then she'd tell everybody and embarrass me. Like, and after a while, I just kind of thought to myself, like, I can do this shit back to you.
Oh,
bitch.
Shit. So, I'm like, are you better than your mom at it now? Like,
I'm better. Let me tell you, my mom.
Can you beat your mom in an,
I have
in an emotional.
I beat her.
Ooh.
Like, my mom still.
You love that shit.
My mom still
mom.
Gets her lights cut on in my name and social security number. So, you know what I did? I reported her and I did testify in court. She's in jail thanks to me, but it's not that
Damn,
much.
Shit,
it's like 3 months.
Nigga.
Hopefully, she get parole after that. But I won. I feel like I finally. Beat her at this game. Like,
I don't know whether you're lying or not.
I have you doing a set.
Texas, nigga. This
that
is Texas.
Shit is awesome.
This is what I tell you, too. This is a crazy thing I tell you. The more people I meet about it from Texas, the less highly I think of Beyonce.
No, Beyonce is the shit.
I know. Beyonce got some of this in her.
That would be
Beyonce,
no Beyonce
got some
slander.
Of this in her.
That would
Beyonce
be no Beyonce
slander.
Slander. That is my
It's not
cousin.
Slander. Yeah, hey, look.
She was drinking that same
the only
Texas
way
water.
I can identify with a motherfucker, you got to put on these fucking shoes.
Yeah.
And just show me who you are, man.
What size are these?
We're going to get you one with
your,
a heel
your
on
Your size,
it.
Nigga.
Shit.
We're going
to get a heel for Nima
But
Cat.
Technically,
we're going to get a wedge.
I asked her to stop using my social security number. And then in court, the judge was like, why did you steal your daughter's social security number? She said, Your Honor, I didn't steal it. They gave it to me when I gave birth to her. And I was like, that's
ooh,
it.
She
Take
had a lawyer?
To jail.
Damn.
Like, she think everything is a game.
Wow.
Like, she really was in court. Like, they gave it to me. Get her. Lock her up. Lock
now,
her up.
Hold on. You got any siblings?
I have one brother she had when I was 20. She had me a little brother.
Okay.
Brother
did they
son.
Have a say in this at all?
He was
or?
So brother mad son. At me. I was like, fuck that bitch.
Damn!
You made your brother homeless?
I was like, you don't understand how toxic she is.
Yo.
I'm saving your life. You saved
Facts.
Him.
I'm saving him.
Good for you. No
but I love her.
Apology.
Mommy, I
that
love you.
That is the wildest shit.
That's a wild story.
You even got the white kids in the booth like, nigga.
They killed their parents. I just sent my
They have not
you
done
saw Dylan like, I'm going to put my dad in jail.
It's the least I could do.
Wait. You saying you can do that?
It's possible.
Yo, yeah. Kids, we couldn't even follow through with calling
shit.
The abuse hotline.
I almost called diapers one time. My mom didn't even hit me.
Yo.
I was just like, she was just yelling. I was like, I will call diapers because she's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I remember When I was going to college, I went hard looking at grants and shit. And there was I found out there was one joint they would have given me. They would have paid for all 4 years had I had just written out and provided proof that I grew up in an abusive home. And wow. I was like,
oh, dang.
Nah, I can't do that shit.
I would have wrote that shit up. Oh, I would have kicked my mom under the bus.
I would have described what she was doing. She was putting
And my mom was not abusive.
She was putting hangers on the stove and then beat me with
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Have y'all seen the video of the people claiming they for a scholarship that their grandmother was a prostitute?
Yeah.
I can't do that because my grandmother been like, yep, I sucked a little dick. I did a little. I'll be like, okay. Grandma, this is a prank. She like, no, it's not. This is real.
Some of them did lean into it. I've seen some videos like that on time. So grandma was kind of.
No, my grandma been married since she was 16. I made that up. But I know she sucked dick because she got like 4 kids. So. But I love it.
You know she can't have a baby out of her mouth, right?
Her genetic.
So, I know my grandma sucked dick because she got 4 kids.
Wait a minute. That's not how that works. That's the wrong hole.
He's got to come on her tits, Nima. Come on.
Damn.
Then she mash them together. Baby come out. That's what it is.
But my grandma's had like 2 husbands, so I know she sucked dick. Like, you don't get that kind of
attention.
Stats. Yeah, you don't get those stats.
You know, oh, without putting in the work.
Without sucking a little dick. Mm. Yeah.
That's so silly.
That's hilarious. Well, yeah, also because, like, man, make that a fucking t-shirt, too, right there. You don't, what'd you say? You don't get
those type of stats.
That's
without sucking some dick.
Yeah.
Her second husband was younger than her, and like, he looked good, so I was like, damn, bitch, go. Do your shit.
I'm not going to suck y'all dick, but if y'all ain't ready to subscribe at this point,
subscribe,
I don't know
man.
What more I need to do.
We got Nima Cat from Texas, man, down here.
Maybe you can get out there,
all the shit,
grab on other people's fault. Like, come on. Where else are you going to find? What other podcast is finding you?
This. This is your key into...
I don't
into,
even know what to describe it.
This is your key into the Air Force.
What did you call
it? This is your key to the Force. The force be with you.
This might just be the definition of heterosexual lesbian.
This
to be honest
is it.
With you.
I think I fuck with
make
it.
That's the title of the fucking show.
That's heterosexual lesbian is the name of the show.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Come I on. Wish I would have had my titties out. I thought about it, but.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Like, how far would you go?
Not all the way out, because they little, they give me African vibes, but.
Yeah, they fried turn eggs. Up. I saw them. They kind of flip up.
I just wanted, like, more cleavage.
But all right, but it's a fraud, man. It's a push up, bro. So, you know, don't worry about it.
Don't tell people that.
Well, I know what it is. I'm a master of titties. Okay. Like, I've been studying titties since I was fucking born, nigga.
Titties are
so
amazing.
I know what a titty do. So, you know, you're great.
Yeah, they cool. Follow my Instagram for more titties.
There you go. Well, we going to plug
it. Traps on Instagram?
I tried, but people be like, take that down.
You be trapping.
Who be telling you to take it down?
Other comedians, like, nobody's going to take you serious as a comic with your ass out.
Trap, but you, trapping.
So what you gonna do? You gonna?
I left a few up. Go to my page. I left a lot up, but not all of them.
I left a lot up. That's what they talk about. How girls be lying. I suck like one, like three.
Facts.
All right, like 28. Like
28.
2800.
But yeah, if you could send us a pic with you in a thong with these on, this would be
That's
awesome.
A thirst trap pic. I like it.
Would work for our audience.
Yeah, that would work for our audience. They would
I'll send it.
We got one girl, Inked Kitten.
Inked Kitten be liking everything.
Yeah, no, but she posts, she'll take some pictures of some lingerie and some Black Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
It's funny.
How do y'all feel about thirst traps as men when you see them? Because I've literally watched a man on my... get my Instagram and like scroll till he sees some ass, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh wow, that's what he was looking for. Not everybody, a lot of people do it.
Search page, I go to my search, and then all the girls that want to put their ass and their titties out, I will support you. I'll go, all right, whatever. Sometimes I like it, most of the time I don't, but this is what y'all do, man.
So can you take a female comedian serious if she has thirst traps on her page?
Absolutely not.
What? See? Why? Because I cannot help it. I've worked out.
No. It's not about that.
Okay.
At least
what is it about?
Because at the end of the day, when you fill up a room for people to, you know, validate your art, well, there's a false validation that's coming there. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, if
they,
people
ain't there to watch you,
like,
tell jokes.
Yeah, some people will.
But niggas definitely come to my shows to watch me tell jokes.
No, they watching you.
No,
they
it's
remember
women.
That ass.
Everybody.
No, the women there.
Yeah,
to laugh,
there are
they
there.
Need to relate.
There are.
The dudes
they,
is there
trust me. There's
I feel
some.
Like the women
there's some
are there,
there
to fuck.
But that's what we're saying. There's some there, but it's tainted because there's a pool of other people. Yeah. The following is huge, and it's not there for comedy. Fine. It's
Does
fine
it
if you.
Matter?
No, not really. Okay. Like, because you can get it in all different platforms. Right. However you want to get it is how you get it. But right. the thing that we get in comedy, people like to dip their toe in comedy and then still be like, I'm one of y'all, right? And
right.
it's like,
oh, no, you're not with a... No. See, I'm really a comedian. Like, I've been doing this shit. This has been, like, from the beginning. This just happened.
Like all right.
Oh,
like,
all right. Okay.
I've been funny. This shit haven't been here my whole life. Like,
what you mean?
Like, I'm a tomboy. I've never cared about how... Look, I'm actually a scholar. We can talk about that if you want to. I'm a doctor.
Yeah?
So
a doctor of what?
Medicine.
What medicine?
Psychiatrist.
We
okay. No.
So you?
I have an MD.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm a nerd. Like, I just start showing titties and knowing that I look good when I moved to Atlanta in 2014. Okay. That's when I found out niggas will pay for my dinner if I have what? Mm-hmm. So then that's new. I've been a nerd.
Well, yeah, but also, wouldn't you say the energy of the men once you got to Atlanta was a bit different, so it allowed for you to play. Now you can do that thing like Texas. A Texas man is different than a Georgia man.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely. Texas like, man ain't giving you no money unless
right.
you sucking dick.
Right,
like.
Right. You know what I mean? That there's a different energy
it's
that's
different.
Going on down
in Georgia.
And the women have figured that out.
Yeah.
Women have gotten down there and be like, hey, girls, it's sweet down here.
Literally.
These niggas are simping hard.
I promise. It's not simping. They are gentlemen. It's, and we Which, appreciate all of you. We
right.
appreciate
simp
y'all.
Simp is a derogatory simp term.
Do not call these
term.
Gentlemen simps.
I am so do
yeah,
not care.
Not simps at all.
You gentlemen, please do not cancel me. All
real
right.
women like me love you. Literally, on the news, Atlanta came up. I was still in Texas watching TV, thinking about going to Atlanta, and it came up on the news that Atlanta was the number one city for sugar daddies in America.
I'm sure.
And then I got there, and somebody took me shopping 12 hours after I got there, and I was like, damn it, Fox News never lies. So yeah, it was true. It was true. They pay for your dinner, drinks, hookah. Don't even have to know you.
Really? Don't wow. even see? And that's the funny thing because women have that same concept. Men, we had the other way around. We always thought you just go to like Freaknik and you just gonna get fucked. Nobody knows you. Nobody yeah. care. Like,
oh no.
And now fucking... women be like, hey, yeah, these niggas will buy your shit. They don't even. Yeah. Dylan, what's that other clip that I sent you in the email? Come on, that one. I forgot what I titled it, but it's like right along with what she's talking about right
but
now.
But we love that. Why can't you see me and eating by myself and pay for my meals?
Not what
and
I was
then
talking
come
about.
And talk,
yeah,
talk
I'm not
to
saying
me.
I'm not saying that it's wrong. Yeah. It wasn't my programming.
It wasn't. Well, you can try it sometimes.
I did.
No,
I ain't like it.
I'm setting
I tried.
My
way. What'd you try? What city did you try it in?
I'm
Philly.
Setting my fucking
See,
ways.
I would buy her dinner. Look at those teeth. I would pay for her meal.
No, and she, that's quick. What she's talking about.
Just because I'm a hoe doesn't mean I want to fuck your broke, dusty ass nigga. That nigga don't got shit the fuck that
but
I want.
But she too gangsta.
That nigga is shacking up with your insecure ass.
She's
good. Section good looking 8. Enough. He eating
she
on your little
like a brown
she
apple.
He give you no money, beating your ass, cheating on your ass, verbally abusing your ass. He only nice from March to May to get that income tax check. And you think I want to fuck a nigga like that?
That.
Excuse me?
March to May.
I don't fuck niggas who fuck niggas that love themselves. You're
not
even
seeing what is on.
That's hilarious.
You're a doctor. You a doctor. I figure a doctor
Listen,
figure out.
Medicine is different. And most doctors,
doctors
don't
be
have
fucking
common
up.
Sense. Yeah.
Doctors be fucking up, though.
Yeah, doctors do fuck
Not
up.
Not me, though.
Yeah. You just fucked up.
You just fucked up.
You think I want to fuck a nigga like that?
That's right,
Excuse
man.
Me?
Too bad, say, girl.
I don't fuck bitches that don't love themselves. Your nigga is burning. Why would I want to fuck him? Excuse me? No, baby. You're burning. Why fuck would I want to fuck your nigga? No. Let's rewind that. If I'm a hoe, that means I'm fucking niggas with residuals, something that your nigga does not have. Your nigga, even if he had it.
Wow.
So she's making a good point. You know what I mean? Where it's like, look, man, if you're going to boss up, all right, cool. But you, yeah, there's an interesting power struggle that I think is going on between men and women. Right?
Go ahead. Talk your shit.
It's unnecessary.
No. There's a lot more alpha. There's alpha women out here. There's alpha women out here.
There's big
and that's
shark
the thing.
Girls
it's like,
out
okay.
Here. Shark girls.
Well, go start your colony over there, but there will be, it's going to be like X-Men at one point. You know what I mean? Just
but there's always been alpha women and alpha men and beta, gamma, all of that. Like, it, alpha women is not, it doesn't destroy the alpha men. We're not in competition with each other.
No, but we go far apart and then we begin to, we're not checking on each other's way of thinking.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's like, if you have influence, right? Mm-hmm. You can gravitate a colony of women on your own and have whatever influence. But if I'm over here and I have influence and I'm not checking in with you, well, guess what? These motherfuckers who follow us, eventually they're going to have ideas.
So I know exactly. There's the hypergamous belief, so that women should be given money and benefit from these relationships financially, emotionally, whatever. And then there's the red pill man. Is that what it is?
Blue pill, red pill, make
Yeah. So there's like the Kevin Samuels team, and then there's the women who want to be treated nice. And because men say, I'm not spending money on you, and women saying, you have to spend money on me, so we're getting further apart. That's right.
Right.
But there's white men. That's why there's always white men.
And I hear that's true.
Hello,
a lot of my black lady friends, there's always a white guy.
I understand black men who date white women.
You got a future!
Date those white women. Date those white women, guys.
Yeah. I think...
I get it.
If we're going to get to that ultimate beige race, don't we all need
to... The nougaty race.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only way black people really going to come up, we got to go within.
It's we gotta from go within.
Yeah, like
okay, we gotta breed them out.
Yeah, we gotta breed our way into all of that. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's the way.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's you know a possibility.
You know the best way to make a white man accept like black people? Give him a black grandchild.
He gotta start turning it around. That's not true. What they do is because this is a strategy of war. I'm gonna need you guys to read. Strategy of war, you know, what they do when they breed with us is they take the child and they make the child hate the blackness in them, and then they become the most violent oppressors amongst us, half of their people. So I don't think breeding.
No, why don't we do that though? That's what I'm saying. Have a white baby and
abuse
it. They're
not gonna hate their whiteness because their whiteness has a 700 credit score. They're not gonna hate that.
Well, you gotta teach them about Dr. Seamount and fucking natural health and all that shit.
Everybody, they hate their whiteness.
You lost to the money.
They are loving this.
You lost to the fucking money already.
They hate their whiteness. Dylan wants to be black so bad.
He want to be black.
Dylan has a picture of Derek on his wall.
Hey, what's up, Jack? Yeah. So now, because they have but niggas been progressing, buying land and all this shit. I've been watching. So you better teach them that shit. So they can be like, oh, yeah, man, fuck that 700 credit score. I still love my blackness over this whiteness. But you're already doing that. Neiman is too one-sided. So if you get a beige kid, teach them about their blackness and then take over the world.
I'm not going to get any beige kids. But if Dylan want to make one, I'm open to the idea. He's cute. Yeah.
He's into that.
Would you make Dylan a single father?
Absolutely. I would make anybody a single
father. What I'm saying?
Don't have no kids by me because I'm dropping them off.
So like you could be just straight black Air Force One, and you could go out and get all of these white dudes to get you pregnant and then drop a baby off. And now you just like, hey, this is on you.
He's going to be able to teach his kid, yo, black mama ain't shit. See how she left us? Look what she did to us.
Struggle.
That bitch.
Go struggle.
And would you tell our kids that, Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan would.
Nah, if my kid was half black, I would make him hate his white side.
Okay. Well, I like white people.
Here's Griselda, the NBA, and some Air Force Ones. Go be great.
Oh, my God. That was so, like, too many stereotypes. You could have... I'm a doctor. You could have gave him a stethoscope or something. Damn.
So first of all, you just said your black mama ain't shit. But now you want to make sure you tell her she's a doctor. You all twisted. You're a homosexual lesbian.
Do you still do? That's all name of twisted.
I look better without these.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You ain't here to listen. All right, no, I'm not here to listen. I'm just here to get my point across. Nah, I'm fucking around.
Okay.
All right. So doctor, right? Yes. You practicing now? What you doing?
No, I'm married.
Said fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Hold on, you said you what?
She's married.
You're married?
Yes.
That's why you don't doctor no more?
Yeah, you know, like on career day, they got like all these different professionals. If housewife would have been there, I would have done this shit like a long time ago. Like, okay. Fuck that job.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh. I like it. I'm here. It's going against what a lot of these women over here in the office is talking about.
Yeah.
There's like, who wants to work like 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, on call for 24 hours, like throughout the whole weekend, when you could just suck dick for 2 minutes a day? Same house, same car, same life, but better. I don't know.
Is it?
It is. I've seen it.
What
I've
you
seen
mean?
It. I've seen, I've worked with doctors, so I see like how stressed out they are. You know, doctors
being
have some,
a,
of, the,
okay, yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
of the highest rates of suicide, because not only do you have to work a lot, but you have to maintain an image outside of your job.
Okay.
And then your family members all think you have money, so they're all requesting you that you give them money. And if you say no, they hate you and they don't like you, and you're not really, you're not getting the lifestyle you dreamed of as a doctor.
You might be right. I've thought about this a lot because I look at a lot of people that should be happy and they're not happy.
They're not happy.
I got to a fight with a doctor about a month ago.
I remember that.
Why? What happened?
I was late and I smelled like weed. But
oh,
like...
and he was all in your business because he's stressed out and he mad because you happy.
And
you,
I'm like,
you on your own time.
He'll
hate him,
like,
low key.
My thing is like, bruh.
High
like,
key.
All right. I fucked up 20 minutes of your day and you totally came apart.
He came
but
apart.
But he's
that
prepared to make you wait 2 hours in the waiting room.
Right.
Like, he don't give a fuck about
right.
your life.
And it was funny because we got into it. It was funny,
episode.
But like, I do this thing now. Yo, I want to start a challenge, as a matter of fact, man.
Because
let me think about this.
We at the halfway mark. Throw a challenge at the halfway mark.
Oh, wow. Like Shane, pay attention to class. I want to do this challenge. I think about this thing. It's called the Range Rover Challenge. I challenge anybody. If you see a Range Rover, if you can, snap a picture or a video of the motherfucker driving it. I promise you they are not happy. I have never seen anyone. I have never seen anyone in a Range Rover happy. They are always on the phone, agitated. They're fucking screaming. I've never.
That's a funny. Great challenge.
Never.
A businessman car right there.
Spot a Range Rover and take it. You
and
you
see
will never
smiling in it.
You will never see Range Rovers the same again. I promise you. Every time you
look
at one.
You just killed the sales for Range Rovers for the next 5
yeah,
years.
Yeah. So like, you know, Range Rover, if you want me to fix this,
yeah,
you know what to do.
Subscribe and hat.
You know what?
Give us a purple.
Let me see Audi.
I want a
black if you want to get
Rover
in
on an NFA on the side.
Who wants to show happy? Give me a car and I'll show you happy.
Listen, who's happy in their car? Like, what kind of cars have the happy people? I
nigga.
Like Mercedes
a Honda.
Okay.
Nissan Honda.
I ain't gonna hold you, nigga. I took a Tesla to the Governor's Island
Tesla
yesterday.
People are happy.
Nigga, I was in the back seat looking at the roof, like,
yeah,
high
Tesla's
on mushroom.
Great.
I was like, oh,
Tesla's
nigga.
Great.
Tesla.
But
even
they ain't giving
up.
Us no money for this, so we ain't about to say their name too many times. That car, y'all know what car we talking about.
Yeah. No.
But
Tesla's is great.
And to be honest with you, the best car right now, real shit, an Uber, nigga, because I do not like drive. It's the closest I'm going to get to, like... I don't have to worry. I haven't been pulled over in years. You know why?
Because
I'll be dry. I got pulled over on a Revel because I was being a dickhead.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
You have a helmet on at least?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I was literally smoking a blunt in the bike lane.
But it's expensive to Uber here right now. Uber and Lyft here.
Oh, yeah. Uber's crazy.
No.
Yeah, ride share is expensive right now. Yeah, I'm spending like $70 a day.
Oh, yeah. That's about
it's bad.
Normal.
Yeah,
that's pretty normal.
But
yeah,
that's why, you know, deal. I talk to guys with cars. And I don't tell them I'm married. Like, they don't know. Like, I just need you for a ride. But let's make this happen.
Yeah, man. So how do you cut that off? Like, what happens when someone in your stable bucks?
I call the police.
Jesus Christ.
God, that is so fucked up. All right, let's get it in fucking plugs right now. Jesus Christ. Nima Cat,
girl need to wear this shit around her neck.
Yeah. Give me some plug music, man. Some plugs. Nima Cat, where can people find you if they're looking for you?
You can find me on all social media platforms. It's N-E-M-A-K-A-T-T, Nima Cat, like Need My Cat. I'm also performing this Wednesday at, let me see where I'm performing. I know. Give me a second.
You're fine. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. So I will be at Give Me a Break Comedy Show this Wednesday. And if you go on my Instagram, I'll post it where it's at, what time. It starts at 8 p.m. So, yeah, you can find me this Wednesday in Brooklyn at Give Me a Break Comedy Show. Shout out to Talent Harris Jr. Even though he's not really a junior, that's his dad's.
Plugs. Focus.
Okay.
yeah. Focus.
Girls go
shout
anywhere if you let them.
Yeah.
Eric, what you got going on?
Hey, man. Hey, okay, man. Yo. I'm at the stand all October, meaning Fridays I got 5 shows and Saturdays I'm doing 4 all every weekend except October 1st. So make sure you're at the stand. Pretty much I'm there all week. Each week for this month, and then I won't be there for a little while. But Mike and Rav's coming out soon. It's me and Dave's comedy mixtape. He did a hot half hour. I did a hot half hour, and we're going to be the new gods of hip-hop style comedy. And make sure you go to Black Ass Comedy Show every Sunday.
Yo, I found these. I was out
That's cold.
Thrifting. Thrifting, and then it's...
Dude, Mike and Rav, nigga.
These were the only 2 turtles he had. Mike. He didn't have all 4. He had Mike and Rav. I was like, Mike fuck, I got to buy him.
Got to get him.
I got to buy him, man. He just was dope, man. So, you know, they'll be here part of the little
which
family.
One is,
right
which
now.
One is you, Dave?
I'm Rav.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so the serious, straight edge. That's the pizza eating.
So that guy. One is you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Who? What's his name?
Mike.
Oh, Michelangelo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Did you grow up on Ninja Turtles?
I definitely did. I had it on VHS. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. You go back that far?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You said, is that what it's called?
That's right. What it's called, right? It's been a while. You know how long we ain't have to say that?
Mm-hmm. VHS?
A tape. That
yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while. It's dead technology.
It's been
this shit's been gone for a while.
I used to watch my grandfather's porn, and I used to put it the tape in backwards, and that's how you used to get caught.
Good shit. That's real shit.
Because
that's how you're supposed to get porn. It's through your grandparents. They just throw it away. Hold on real fast, because I didn't get to do my plugs,
yeah, do your plug,
man. I just need to make sure y'all know DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. The reviews are in right now, dude. The reviews I'm getting on my book, Influencer, crazy.
That's good.
I'm not going to lie to you. That shit fucks with me a little bit. Like, I get these emails now, and motherfuckers be like, yo. And it's weird, because it's... I didn't want people to read it, but I'm glad y'all read it. For the people who read it and enjoyed it, thank you. You know, if anybody's still interested in getting it, DaveTempleComedy.com is my website. There's a tab, my book, Influencer, Story of Social Media, what it's doing to people, okay? It ain't a secret. I wrote a story about it. Like to hear it, here it go. Podcast merch, new merch, podcastmerch.com.
Oh, yeah, black and white shit.
Cut the music down. It's a little bit too loud. When are these going up? When are these going up, Dylan? Any idea? When these go live?
October 11th. I'm sorry. It's blocked out by you guys' heads. I was confused.
October 11th. Podcastmerch.com.
We got hoodies.
NFA, straight backs, dad hats, hoodies, the white and black. I need that white hoodie, man.
I need that black hoodie.
I'm going white hoodie this winter.
Okay, now then I'll do white. Then I'll do black hoodie then.
These shirts are available on there as well, so make sure you get out there and check those out. You know, show it. Come on out to Black Ass Comedy with your NFA shirt on, and come out to the first live podcast with Dave and Derek. This will be the second time NNFA has ever done a live podcast. So we're going to be doing this October 17th. It's a Sunday. We're going to do it at 8 p.m. right before Black Ass Comedy.
Nigga, that's a setup right there.
Come on, man.
That's the bundle.
So come and hang out with the guy, the great boy. We do this live. We'll have a few drinks, you know, smoke a little bit, chill.
Special guest.
Yeah, I think we're going to get most of the girls that have been on before and bring them back.
Like a girl show.
Never know who
I
might stop there. Well, yeah, I want to open it up, too, because we kind of pigeonholed ourselves with the black show, and I love it. I love it. I'm not going to change that. We'll just find something else for everybody else to come and do.
There you go. Yeah, multifaceted.
This is the first one that you guys should be at, 308 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn Comedy Club, October 17th. It is the live No Need for Apologies podcast. I can't wait to do that, man.
It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
I kind of get a podcast feel when you guys are on stage at the Black Expo.
Exactly.
And it's great. The energy, the dynamic between two. I'd be like, oh, keep going.
Right.
And
so that's what going through, yeah.
You call up a comment, I'll be like, no.
Yeah, man, you came through last night, you did your thing, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
You brought the people with you.
Thanks
and all
for bringing
that shit.
Crowd. That crowd was
were your
crazy.
People just in town for the weekend?
They were in town for the...
For Governor's Ball.
For the Governor's Ball, but one actually came specifically just to see me. Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Another one of these guys that's in the...
I don't think so. Like, I think initially
think
guys
so.
Do want to fuck me, but then they just find out, like, this is just one of the guys, and then we just become friends for years. Like, I've been knowing them for all of them for over 10 years.
That's
tomboy.
Only,
that's tomboy shit.
Well, it's tomboy shit, but it's also because you're pretty. Like, if you wasn't pretty,
yeah,
you don't get to hang out for 10 years without giving up no puss.
Oh, yeah, I never give
somebody
up the pussy.
Somebody got fucked. Like, you know, like.
I will let you fuck some of my friends, though. I will. execute that for you. Like, I'm good
so
at
she
that.
A wing.
Yeah, I'm a great, I'm the best wingman.
But
like,
are your friends like you also? Like, you got pay to play?
Yeah, they don't even have to be my friends. I could literally get a strange woman to pull her titties out and let you touch it.
This is a service that you provide.
If you are my friend,
we're gonna put
and
this
you
to
come
the
to my
test.
Comedy show.
You like a madam.
Okay, nah, we're gonna put this to the test. We're gonna,
I'm a whole wrangler.
We're going to the,
a whole wrangler,
going
not
to the
a
mall.
Madam.
Fuck that. We're going to the mall. There's titties
I
want to see.
Yeah,
I the
promise
mall.
You I can get somebody to show
you know what
their
I wanna,
titties.
You know what I want to find out more? I want to figure out who's pierced and who's not. Because I be seeing what I think is piercings, but you know how you ever take a woman's bra off and what you thought was the nipple all night ain't the nipple? And you be like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. It could be a nipple with nodules on it. So it looks like a piercing from the outside.
She's really
of the
a fucking doctor, nigga.
Nodules. Little bumps. A little bumpy. The braille bumps.
Nodules, nigga?
Nodules mean bumps. Yeah.
Hey, Natalie, did you even know that word? Nodules?
I've never heard that in this context.
I know nodules.
Before.
I know nodules.
You know nodules.
I go, good for you with the nodules. Because they say nods for short.
Yeah,
because when you're on soundboards and shit, there's nodules on shit. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, my parents are engineers. So yeah, I get it. So
my parents are drug dealers.
Yeah, look at that.
Drug dealers.
Same
really?
And the same like, and different.
Like what kind?
Like the kind that get investigated by the FBI.
Oh
like,
yeah, they doing fat
and,
time.
And your feds. Mom is going down for a cable bill. This is fucked
I'm
up.
I'm so
man.
Glad it's
this
an electric
is fucked
bill,
up.
And I warned her many
Nigga,
times.
Hold up, man. They dodged the feds.
She,
but didn't dodge their fucking daughter.
Right.
Tony does. Soprano didn't even have it that
it's
bad.
The people closest
Jesus
to you.
Fucking
it's
Christ.
The people.
So wait. I like how everybody blamed me, but no one has shit to say about her stealing my Social Security.
Because we all had our Social Security stolen.
But as an
it's
adult,
just a thing that
as
happens
an adult,
to you.
Like
yeah,
now,
I don't.
Like now you do
I get it.
It.
Listen, you're standing up for yourself, and you're doing. I'm almost jealous because it's like fuck. She's getting out of the toxic. Yeah. Round.
That girl
like,
found
the
secret
fine.
Level. She found the secret level. Remember, Ready Player One. She knew to go backwards.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's some cold shit, man.
I
but
love
you
it.
Probably you got to be cold, I think, to be successful. You know what I mean?
Like, I wanted to get her back anyways. I've been waiting all the time. She with my
you
ass.
You stewing
like,
on this
I
shit.
I was waiting.
Wait.
You
okay. So you never. One. You never even. And you go that way because you won't like physically put hands on your mom. That's
she's
disrespectful.
Bigger than me. I feel like she could fight. She can fight. She sold drugs. Like, no, I'm not going to fight her. No.
You got to get in a 50 Cent drama. You got it. You need to get one of them BMFs or Raising Cane's
or something.
She ain't going to start.
My mom can fight. Like, I ain't going to fight her. Nah, I'm good.
You're just going to.
I don't want to put
her
in jail. I'm going to go visit her, and I'm going to be laughing like I told you. Yeah.
you put money on her books,
like
at least?
You put money on her books?
Humor. Nah, I ain't put no money in the books. Because we could have prevented all this. She'd be like, just pay it. Baby,
so
I got to teach her a lesson.
Where does your dad stand on all this?
Oh, he's with it. My dad's always on my side. What do you mean?
Daddy little girl.
What?
Daddy
yeah.
Girl.
We both
I mean, I got daughters. I got daughters. I'm trying to think if I be. Yeah. I mean, I'm not with their moms, but like.
Yeah, but they're best friends. They were best friends. Like, they cool. They still like homies or whatever, but he's still going to take up for me against. It's me and him against everybody,
okay.
Period.
Okay.
That just seems so weird. Why? Because. Why would if they're drug dealers? Why wouldn't they just pay the cable bill?
Well, this is she doesn't do that anymore. That's back when she was like a teenager. She was a drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she went to prison before. She went to prison.
So what did your parents
so
do?
She now?
No, she in jail now. So.
Yeah, she's
what,
just
what
a little bit.
What is a little bit? Oh, you got like on weekend jail or something?
No, she's just there for 3 months. She almost out now.
Oh, she almost out.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
She good.
That's cool. That's nice. You throwing
what
a little party or something?
My dad is a professional prisoner. And my mom is in jail for a little bit, so she's semi-pro.
Wow.
Oh, man. That shit has got this is white girl.
We got to do some fan service.
We had a challenge moves. Last week. When,
what's so
when
bad
Dave,
about
when Derek wasn't here?
Going to jail.
Oh, no, it's not bad, but I can't relate.
I got daughters, so this shit just kills me to be like, black girls are doing this shit now. Like, I always thought I had that going for me, you know, like regardless, but like, fuck. Dang.
That they're not going to do anything bad to you? Like what?
No, I already know my kids are smarter than me, but like, I don't think I did nothing to them to warrant that shit.
Yeah, don't crack jokes, nigga. It's come
about
back
what?
On you. On them.
On my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I crack jokes in the moment.
See, there you go. Be, look at, they gonna testify against
Hey, don't do that. Because they be coming to the comedy club. Yeah. So they like the
they
joke.
They be hearing the shit that I be saying too. Like, I told her one joke about the bidet that my girl put in the crib. My daughter's like, yeah, I don't want to go to your house.
Oh, no. Like, are you married?
No, I got a girl. But I was for like 10 and all that. But my daughter's like, yeah, I don't want to get water squirted at my butt. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I had to realize like, oh, yeah, I definitely just told a joke about that. It's weird. They hear shit.
But you like the bidet?
What? It's cleaner, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
I don't have one, but I've used it before.
You liked it?
It's very unnerving, but my ass is pretty clean.
Okay. I'm with it. I'm actually interested now.
There's one in there.
Fuck with them?
There's one in there.
You never fuck with
them? There's one in there?
Yeah, when I'm going to
try
it
before I leave.
Press the button. Oscillating.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I'm going to get on that.
There it is. Stick your little tongue out. Anyway, fanfare.
Fanfare. Oh, yeah. So we started having people. We need y'all to keep doing this. Last week, Derek was out. We had Vaughn in.
Yeah.
And Vaughn was replacing Derek because the curls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was like, oh, you know, let me do my Derek Gaines impression. And I was like, you know what? I'd actually rather have the fans also send in and do their best Derek
best
Gaines
Derek
impressions.
Gaines.
They're best great boys. So let's see what they sent them. Who's this? This is Alex.
That's Alex.
He's like, what's that motherfucking smell, nigga? Smelling like awful up here. Did you wipe your ass with your tongue, nigga? Huh? You know, being 37,
why Q-tip? Why couldn't you just get a regular joint?
What's that motherfucking smell, nigga?
That's hilarious.
You're smelling like awful up here. Did you wipe your ass with your tongue, nigga?
He actually sounds like you. Is that your voice?
That's
is he your voiceover? Okay,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
what the
he took
hell?
One of
that'd
Derek's
be pretty good,
stories,
though. Yeah. That would have been absolutely great.
How does he sound like
yeah,
you?
More challenges. If you got an old man games rendition, please. It only helps. I put all of the shit on reels so y'all can do it. I do more so y'all can impersonate it.
Yeah. Do you have a TikTok?
I didn't know.
No,
yeah, you
I tried,
TikTok?
But I maged. I could give a like.
It's
I really
too many little
fuck.
Girls dancing.
It's,
on
it's
there.
A kid service.
Like I didn't give the algorithm long enough
it's
to see what I wanted.
Now. It ain't just little kids no more.
It's the adults.
I don't like
they
it
are crazy. On
they
there.
Are filming shootings. They're filming
oh,
catching each
shit.
Other cheating and fighting.
The medical examiner fucking telling somebody son dead. Like what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
man?
But I'm on there.
I know. Oh, we know.
What are you doing on there?
One of my most innocent videos actually went viral. It did like 3.5 million, and it was just me picking which guy I wanted to cuddle with for the fall season, for cuffing season.
Yeah.
And that shit went viral. I was like, this is great.
Yeah. They gonna pass that kind of shit around. What, you got a ring light? Light your shit all up?
Not really. I'm not a professional. I don't invest my day into that
I was
shit.
About to say, because TikTok's, they put it like,
my question is,
my girl
do
them
comedy
shit.
Through all this?
I started in 2011.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
But I started doing it consistently in 2017 when I graduated from medical school.
I got you. So
yeah. I passed the mark now.
No, you didn't.
The five-year mark.
It's not 5 years. 10 years. Sorry, babe.
But I started in 2011.
No, you didn't start in 2011. No, you started, then stopped. And then you really started
in
2017.
To.
Hey, I started when I was 19.
What you mean you had
and
to?
I ain't stopped.
I went to medical school that,
That sounds like a personal
like, what
thing.
What you gonna do? Yeah. Do jokes in between studying 12 hours a day?
I would have.
Man, you don't really, you wouldn't even want to believe the dumb shit that we do.
You don't think
like, but
shit.
It's that's the thing. It's an addiction. It's a serious, like, that we're never going to, until we see you, like, just making the bad life choices behind this shit that we do.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you could be in, okay, what's the car culture in Texas?
Big trucks.
Right.
Like trucks.
Right. But like if your truck, if you didn't drop at least 70 grand in your shit, man, like nigga, you're not even in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we know what we're doing is irresponsible, but we all the way in.
We
you
in.
Know what I mean?
Right.
So
you see that
it's
shit
cool
I didn't do that.
But y'all have parents that do good for themselves. See, I had to make a way first.
Who said
I couldn't
that?
Just
who
tell
said
jokes.
So how'd you make your way? How'd you make your way?
I went to medical school.
How'd you get there?
How did I get to medical school?
Yeah,
drug money. My dad paid for my tuition. He
so,
paid my
in
tuition.
A way, your dad is... My dad gave me
why
shit.
Why are you saying
you
like you ain't getting no
my
help?
My pop didn't
like,
give me shit.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He has student loan debt?
No,
Jesus
but
Christ.
That's because I had to get married. My dad paid for the first 2 years and my husband paid for the second 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fucking help.
That's help.
But I earned it.
What you mean?
What you mean? I earned it. What are you talking about?
Whoa. How did you earn daddy's help?
I've sent him money when he was in prison for a long time. When he was in prison, I had a job. I sent him money for years. So I earned his, and then my husband, you know, S&D.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I don't know how much of your bits from stage are real. Tell us a little bit about, like, because you talk about S&D.
Yeah.
You did a lot of suck dick jokes last night.
She's giving me the eyes, like, why are you going down this path?
No, I'm just waiting to hear what you're going to say.
Just tell us a little bit about, like, your situation, because you're, like, you're married to somebody that's rich?
I don't know if I could say he's rich. I don't have to work.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's established a little bit.
Was this a seeking arrangement kind of thing, or was this actually dated, courted for a few years?
Exactly. It was just the most traditional relationship you ever. We met at church, and he actually was flirting with me at church, and I was like, this is creepy. And then I seen him in the club, and I was like, yo, what's up? So we started dating like very naturally.
Texas is fucked.
The whole state is an Air Force One.
Met him in Atlanta.
This is Texas.
Oh, so by the time. So wait a minute. You went from being a drug dealer's daughter to like, how old were you when you moved to Atlanta?
24.
So did you move to Atlanta for school or just to start over?
For school, for my clinical training.
Oh,
yeah. So I was like in hospitals at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you started going to church in Atlanta, or you was already doing the church?
No,
thing?
I used to be a Sunday school teacher. I love church. I'm from the South. We do church. My great grandfather was a pastor.
Does church not matter with the drug dealing aspect?
You know what? That is interesting, because when I told my father that I was a Sunday school teacher, and he was like, where? And I'm like, at this Methodist church. He was like, how dare you wear Kojic? I'm like, I have never seen you at church. Like, when did you become religious? You sell drugs. You are destroying the community.
But we are Kojic.
That's what I'm saying. So they didn't go to church. How did you get into church?
They send the kids. They drop us off at church.
I got you. And they go sell drugs.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
You got to have some kind of positivity.
And then you go to Atlanta and you're keeping the church thing up.
Yeah.
So we're all done with drugs.
Did the drugs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So that's why, because I was thinking you moved over there to start over fresh and
a
church girl.
No, but, I've been a church girl my
whole
life.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you go to Atlanta, you meet this guy in church.
Yep.
Y'all date.
Yeah.
But he's older than you.
Yeah.
So.
71, I believe, right?
We can't say his age.
No. Oh. We can't say, but. He's older than you. Which, because this is the trick. Older men do this.
He may be 81.
Was he an usher?
No, he wasn't an usher. He was making googly eyes with me as we were leaving church.
Uh-huh.
So that's
my pop
do.
My pop them used to do that. My pop got older. My pop used to go to the church to get pussy. My pop was tall like me, and he was an usher. He was just staying.
He's all usher the ladies in the puss.
Yep. And that's all he got to do is just smile and wink. Man, my pop's voicemail, like, when he got old, my pop had Alzheimer's and shit, so I had to take care of him. So when I get to the house and, you know, go through, like, the answer machine, it's just all women from the church.
Women in the church are freaky as hell.
Church people
are freaky.
Calculated women, too.
The kids be hunching, the musicians be doing it, the pastor and the ladies, and everybody in church is fucking. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
That's actually true, though.
It's true.
Yeah, you church boy.
I'm a church boy, man, and I learned how to do all that making out and fingering all that shit
in church.
From church. Yeah.
I didn't do it because I was a goody two shoes tomboy, but I know everybody else was doing it. And I was like, "How dare you!" In the presence of the Lord.
Change is crazy.
So how does an old, because I never got to talk to my dad on how he closes the deal in church.
Yeah,
how does an old head close the deal on a young John in
young
church?
John.
Pardon it my wasn't Philly slang. In church. It was and when we like in church, he gave me. I didn't like it at church because I was filled with the Holy Ghost, so I wasn't trying to flirt. But
I'm sorry, I mean,
when I see him at the club, I tapped him on the shoulder. Actually, I realized he was the guy from church. So I was just looking for a nice man in a suit, and he had on a suit. I seen him from the back. He's a nice build. So I tapped him on the shoulder, and he turned around and looked at me, and I just heard like ka-ching. So we just started dating after that. He was like, "It's my birthday. Let's go to dinner." And I was with it.
Nigga in the club. I don't want to be an old nigga in the club.
Why? It worked out. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 7 years.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying like, because I don't know. I mean, that's because
that's what you know to play.
My shit got an age difference in it now. Nowhere near your shit. But
you heard Ka-ching, I'd be checking my
pockets. I was uncomfortable.
It was the way he looked at me. The way he looked at me was like, you never have to worry about anything ever.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, that's how he looked at me. Literally, he was like, hell yeah. Like, I'm with it. And I was like, me? And he was like, you. And then I took him to meet my dad, and he was like, that's your husband. And I was like, him?
This sounds like some Color Purple shit.
Right now.
Basically.
Where were you with doctoring at that point when y'all met?
I was like in my third year.
Of doctoring?
Like third year of school.
Oh, so you never actually doctored?
Yeah, I did for like 9 months.
9 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. So
you were doing it when you met him? No.
I was in school when I met him.
Okay, so you graduate, you're still dating him, and then you started out.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you like it?
Psychiatric clinic. Oh my God, it's like drug dealing. Because psychiatry, you're giving meds and... They want them drugs. They trying to get high. They are not in there
because
some of them is wrong with them. Some, a few, like I'm going to say 20% is something genuinely wrong with them. The other like 70% is trying to get high. And then 10% miscellaneous. Like, why are you here? They trying to get out of work. They trying to get disability, all kind of shit. But you're literally a drug dealer.
And so you did that for 9 months. That's the only job you ever had?
No, I've worked a lot. I've worked my whole life.
I'm talking about since then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I teach medical students how to pass their United States medical license exam. So I do that virtually, like tutoring, but it's more question mastery.
Huh.
DrStep2.com. If you need to pass the USMLE, hit me up. I got you.
Would
3 months.
Say Dr. Step 2?
Yeah, DrStep2.com.
T-W-O or T-O?
T-W-O.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I don't even understand what the Dr. Step 2 program is.
Yeah, because there's steps. Step 1, step 2,
oh,
step 3.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, first step is medical school. Second step is me, so you can pass your license exam.
So you the step 2.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's like when I took like a GRE prep class.
That's what it
like
is.
That.
It's test prep.
Okay.
And I charge. And I'm the best. So, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm the best.
How'd you get a test taken? It's multiple choice shit?
Yeah, it's multiple choice. It's an 8 hour, sometimes 9 hour, depending on what step you're on.
Tip, sell it real fast.
40 times 8, 320 question test for 8 hours, and it's timed. Yeah, it's difficult, but if you know what you're looking for, you know what they're about to ask, you can identify and get through these questions really fast.
Okay.
If you don't and you're like literally trying to figure it out in the test, you're going to get confused and it's going to take you too long. You're not going to have enough time to finish the test, so that's why you should call me, because I got you.
There you go. All right, this has been different than I thought it was going to be, you know what I mean? Because I ain't know what she was, man. We had like, did y'all get into a tiff last night over a picture? What the fuck happened?
No, he pushed me out the picture.
I was like, that shit was just hilarious. Because you would have had one, but I kind of felt you was going to walk over there because we trying to do something for Black Ass Comedy Show.
I know.
It was very funny. I'm glad you went with it. I'm glad you went with it.
Can you share the video? Because I'm going to post this on the social later.
Oh,
I just needed to know what the fuck was happening. The one that I texted you?
Let me see.
I enjoyed it. I was teasing you.
I'm going to post this on social later.
Derek is like the big brother I've always wanted. I really enjoy his energy.
Yeah, Derek is a good big brother, man.
Dave, press send, dude. Press fucking send.
He's like the brother that'll push you in the pool and watch you struggle for a bit, then help you.
Who, Derek?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he won't even help you. He'll just laugh. Derek will just laugh, and then when he find out like you actually got water in your lungs, we're like, oh shit, my bad, boy.
Right.
My bad, boy.
Casualties and swim.
That's crazy, boy.
He ain't shit.
You got water in the lungs? Shit, boy. That shit
you better
crazy.
Go like this. You better go like that.
That's
you
him.
Better blow out your
real life. That's
you
a great
do that.
Description.
Water in your lungs. Yeah.
All right. Well, we ask everybody this on the show. It's coming over now. We ask everybody this on the show, Nima. Okay. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized?
But you didn't.
But didn't.
Mom, I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you for giving me life.
Jesus Christ, man.
Shit.
can't. Somebody. Yeah, maybe. Why don't you get your mom's number out? And if anybody wants to put money on her books because they
put
feel
money
bad
on the books
about this shit, get your mom J-Pay out.
Okay, you can Cash App her at FITMD.
That's so yours, damn it.
$.
I just Cash App you that shit.
I will send it to her.
No, you won't.
I will. Linda.
You're gonna get top grills.
Linda. My mom's name is Linda. Linda, I love you. You're the best. Thank you for my dimples and my big, beautiful eyes. And stop using my shit or I will do this again.
No. Hey, Linda, hit me up when you get out. We're going to run it back again. All right? I will show you.
Back.
I'll show you how to drain this bitch. You understand me?
God.
All right.
That's so great. That's horrible.
Yeah, that credit card shit was my that was my thing for a little while.
All right. Oh shit, teach me.
Nah, I'm done with that. I served mine and I'm.
Did you spend it on women?
What?
The credit card scams.
You know the crazy thing? You don't really do well. You don't do well because like it's just like being a stripper. Ooh. You have too much cash and no training.
Right.
With what to do. Like now I've learned it's not about how much you make, it's about how much you keep. And that's the thing. I didn't understand that concept then.
And it's not even about how much you keep, it's about how much you invest.
Well, yeah, that's keeping. You know what I mean? But like it's the thing, it's like when you got cash coming in and you're a kid, you're just like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll pay for your food at the diner. Yeah, I'll pay for it. Yeah, don't worry about it because I'm going to get more tomorrow.
And like, we love you men who do that. Yeah, and women. I don't discriminate.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of men, once they take that L, they realize like, oh,
because yeah,
all this pretty dimples, that shit really don't come out there to the state road to come and see you. All that. They barely even answer the fucking phone.
I will put money on your books and send you nudie pics. Acceptable nudie pics.
Rose the red, vase the blue.
Please play this video. Just what you love. This will be on the.
Why
are
you going?
Give me one more minute. Give me one more minute.
It's not about to embarrass you. It's just it's a funny video. It
was funny.
Derek
we were going to make.
Monster.
What a funny thing is, we were just shooting stuff for content anyway. You walked right into it and
you're
made
welcome.
It now about you. So you know.
Oh my God, I love making stuff about me. Look at my grill. It's nice. Mm. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, then do your thing. No.
It's like getting pulled up.
Dr. Grills.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is becoming. It's not probably not going to be funny now because we have to wait.
It's okay.
We got to wait.
Did you guys ever do the apology session or you just make your guests do
that? No, we do them all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, we've always done ours. Like,
Derek, is there something you want to apologize for?
Absolutely not. Not
the evidence is about to be shown, so you may want to apologize right
now. No, that happened the way it needed to happen. No, that's exactly. Wait a minute. Dylan looks
a
little flustered. Hold on. Right. Guess it ain't working.
Natalie, is this not happening, Natalie? Can we
Dylan
close
and
out
Natalie.
The show?
Dang, you got such quality.
Depends how long
people.
You're willing to wait.
So, yeah, okay. I'm not willing to wait. I gotta go. Right.
Yes. Thank you, media gods, for
all right. Natasha. I don't wanna keep calling you Natasha. Why do I wanna keep calling her Natasha?
Me?
Nima.
Yeah.
One more time. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, at Nima Cat. N like nasty, E like eat, M like my, A like ass, K-A-T-T. Nima Cat.
There you go.
Eat meow.
Cat. There you go. See pictures of her ass.
It could be like Nemo, like the fish. And
but it's with
cat,
an A.
Like a cat. So take the O out and leave an A. But no, the whole eat my ass cat thing, I see.
Do you,
it's
is
a
it
beautiful
just,
set of
is
words.
Is it just pictures? It's just pictures, right?
It's videos too, yeah.
Are you talking in the videos?
Yeah, my booty on there, everything. Yeah.
Is there any stand-up on there I can watch?
There's stand-up on there.
There's
clips.
Some stand-up.
Yeah,
there's clips
I really
of stand-up.
Do this shit.
Oh, all right, yeah, because that's
come
what I want to see.
Come see me Wednesday at the Give Me a Break comedy show.
This
I'm really,
but this
I
don't
do
come
shows.
Out until Wednesday. This so. Come out Wednesday.
Oh, this so. Come out, well, in the
this
daytime.
This come out Wednesday, and,
when
then,
your next
and
show.
Then it'll come out Sunday on YouTube.
I don't know.
Yeah, when your next show? Tell them about that
Derek,
shit.
Derek, how about you put me on, why you ain't helping me? Like
I did
like,
help you. I put you on last night.
That's one show. Like,
and that's the one show you get
you
from a nigga.
If you come to Atlanta, I got like 5 shows lined up for
I'm
you.
I'm fine.
You ain't Nina. Shit. Dave, do you have any other comedian friends? Like, I'm here. I don't know.
I
anybody
you.
Here?
You got to search.
Yeah. I'll be on Harlem Nights next Monday, so
there
y'all
you
come
go.
Out next Monday.
Harlem Nights, that's what my nigga.
For all of the people in comedy too, if you see Nima out here and she needs some help, Just treat her
throw
like
a little stage time. Nah. Get her some French fries.
Pay me.
Yeah, treat her like a
pay me.
Treat her like a fat chick. Treat her like a fat chick asking for stage time. All right, don't. Don't give her no leeway because she's cute.
No leeway.
All right?
Don't be sexist.
Matter of fact, I'm going to get some fat girl lenses for people to see her different, like Shallow Hal.
But I'm funny.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to earn her off of funny.
But I'm funny.
I want you to earn her off of funny. I mean, I'm going to check in with you every now and again.
I'll check in. We'll get you back.
Look, you did your thing last night.
Thank you.
But it was a bit of a home game.
You play home
games. I'm worse in front of my people. I do worse in front of them because I'm nervous. I can't say the horrible shit that I really say.
Yeah, because you were saying some horrible shit.
And I have way worse shit to say about that.
So we can talk about that because that's in your act. Yeah, about like you wanting your husband to die.
I say I want him to, but if he does... It's beneficial.
You gotta fuck him a little harder. Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy because that's like so.
He also want me to die. I caught him.
Absolutely.
I caught him doubling my life insurance policy. I was like, "What are you doing? I don't let him cook my food no more for that reason."
Nah, that was probably he need to shelter some money. Nah, life insurance is a tax shelter.
He was doubling my shit. Why not double your shit?
Because you're cheaper. You're younger.
I don't care. This is a competition.
Old.
I feel like we trying to outlive each other.
If you're going to shelter some money, you're going to shelter it in your dumb young girlfriend's life insurance.
<I know. laughs> It's true.
That's where it's going to happen.
So we're both evil. Like people just blame me. I'm like, he is evil too. How else would this work?
Evil, you young evil.
Yeah. Oh, that nigga's a mastermind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's because, like you said, you saw him, right?
Yeah.
Suit everything.
Yep.
Ching. Fellas.
He was there for
fellas.
That.
If you got a bag and you got on black Air Force Ones, you know who's not coming? Nobody's gonna look at you and go, ching.
Not me.
That's yours, man.
That's right.
That's it. Hold on to your bag, fellas.
This is how you hold on to your bag, fellas. Yep. Keep these shits on.
But why would you want to hold? I feel like men make money to spend it on the kind of woman he like or the man he like.
Okay.
Yeah. So why you want to keep the money? Like, why is this a competition?
No, it's not about keeping the money. It's about making sure that I'm doing what I want to do. And I'm not.
What do you want to do?
That's what I'm saying.
Tell me what you want to do. Because I know what my husband likes to do.
Oh, it's different for every dude. But I'm talking about women have influence. They have influence. They will, and that's the thing. It's like everyone's under somebody else's spell. That's cool. I don't have no problem with it. I ain't hating.
Everybody's going to get used. Just don't be abused.
But when you come into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like charm in comedy. I don't like spells and witchcraft.
Why? Guess what? If you know this person is very charming, charismatic, that's a winner. Get with the winning team.
Oh, do your thing.
Let's push the winner forward.
That's what I said. X-Men. X-Men. Everyone, get out there, explore your powers. But eventually, Magneto and them got a different idea for what to do with the civilians. You know what I mean? And that's where it's like, all right, go ahead. Do your thing.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
But I know where all of that charm and trickery is going
to
lead to.
Where is it going
to
lead to? I don't use my charm, though. I just say, hey, let me get on your show.
Nah.
I don't use any charm or trickery, guys.
No doubt.
Derek made two people play rock, paper, scissors for a spot last night.
Derek's out of control. Derek is absolutely
out of control. So you got the pass already, but I'm taking that shit back.
What pass?
Because I made two goofy niggas I know play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
But your charm fucked me up.
I don't have
and I
any
put you
charm.
On no. I put you on the stage
and
something. Then you told me after the show, yeah, that was a little shaky. I'm like, yeah, I fucked up.
But it was I a let good a show. Shaky they comment. Loved it.
I put because it was your friends.
No, your
you
crowd.
You brought home game. No, the crowd love us. They gonna love anything we tell them to love. You brought the
they
game to you. That's some wild
let
shit.
Let me just say
they don't like Dylan.
I heard.
We bring them Dylan every week.
Yeah.
Who is Dylan?
Him.
I'm sorry. I heard that the only other comedian that was as good was the Indian dude. What's his name?
That's Usama.
Oh, Usama. Yeah.
They were like, we liked you and we liked him. And that's all I heard from about that show. But I'm good. I won a competition in Harlem, last week. So I can't be not funny. I just have to think about what I say in front of people I know because I'm like, I don't want them to know ain't shit. Like, I'm
no,
fuck
you do.
Girl.
You want them to know that. But that's the other thing. Like,
no, you funny. I'm not going to say you're not funny.
Thank
if you're funny like somebody who stopped and it started 5 years ago. So it's just like, it's a beautiful 5-year run. I think you good for your 5 years. You got some premises. A lot, one joke you said was kind of like the John riding down on the dick to kill him was great.
Basically, fucked up.
I fucked up by putting a not kill on my mic, but you wound up having a good night.
Two men who don't look like you had to do rock, paper, scissors.
So what? And you also added that girl. She was okay. The fuck? Don't throw me under the bus.
I'm throwing this nigga under the bus.
But people,
you did your thing. It worked out.
I'm throwing myself under the bus.
You did your thing.
But what the,
it worked out.
I'm probably funnier than both of those guys that did rock, paper, scissors. I'm willing to do a competition with them. I'm probably funnier than
it
both of them.
And that should have
happened. And if you want to make this happen, we can make this happen.
Future reference.
Charm versus the rock, paper, scissors dudes. Like, let's make this happen.
No, he bombed.
He bombed.
But I knew I set him up to do that.
Listen,
I didn't set you up for shit. Yeah. I just gave you the spot, and my niggas is like, just being nice that.
You made
and
I said, I'm wrong.
I said, I'm wrong for that, yeah.
Really? You made me beg for that.
Beg,
spot.
That's loose usage of the word beg.
Because she's not used to having
that's
an ass.
That's loose
twice.
Usage.
I'm not.
She's not used to having an ass
I'm
twice.
Not.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Man.
They usually
you know
offer. They be like, you want to get on shop? Be like, yeah.
I don't offer. Mm-hmm. Miss, this is New York. This is my city. You got to understand
that. See, that's what I'm saying. He's trying to like chastise me.
I'm not trying to chastise you.
I'm going
to
take
just a
it.
Young comic. That's all. And that's what I do to young comics. And I should have did what I did to other young comics. I should have made you play rock, paper, scissors for that shit. But I didn't. Because you're pretty. So I'm being the fuck up.
Be a grown ass man.
So I fucked up. That's me being sexist. And I can't apologize. Because we had a great show with Nima Cat.
And I brought
Need my
people.
Cat, like eat ass and all this shit. Her.
Yeah.
Meow.
All right. Let's end this one, man. Let's sign off. This was fun, man. You guys were great.
Nima, I had a great time, Nima. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank
good
you
job.
For bringing, did my charm bring me here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Dylan.
Be nice, ladies.
Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Y'all know where to find me, at Dylan J. Negri. And for the record, the crowd liked me last night. So.
He did well.
Dave,
the young man
Dave,
did well.
I appreciate you lying out
I
here.
I took a cheap joke. You're right.
I liked
well
the bit.
Night.
But
I was proud of my young boy.
Yeah. But make sure to come out to Black Guys Comedy Show. It is the most wild show in all the show.
And the 17th, October 17th, if you're in New York, if you're in the tri-state, just plan it out. You have enough time now. October 17th, 8 o'clock, live podcast, free admission into Black Ass Comedy. What are you waiting for?
What
make it a fucking trip.
Pack that
come
lit.
To New York. See the leaves. See
pack
whatever.
Come
down.
See me.
Come see
I'll
us,
I'll be
man.
There.
Huh? Why? Why? Why are you gonna be there? Why are you
gonna be
there?
In the audience?
I'm gonna be
why
there
you
with gonna be there?
Yeah,
titties.
Bring your rich husband and
bring
have
your
him
rich
buy
husband.
Out the bar.
Have him
that's
buy
the
out
only
the bar.
Way you getting in the
bring
next show.
Bring that nigga. Yeah.
only way you getting in it. I want you to bring your husband and take a picture with him.
Just watch.
I want to meet him.
Got it. Got it. Got the shit. It's done. It's fucking done.
Good night, y'all.